The key thing here is establishing a strategy. And really, that can be from the very beginning. If you're like, I think I like this real estate thing, but I don't know where to go. And in building that strategy is really, where are you trying to get to?
Welcome to Surgeon Syndicate. If you're paying attention, you know that you only make money when you work. It might be great money, but it's dependent on you. The information on this podcast will help you solve that. We interview experts and provide analysis into financial freedom through commercial real estate. Why? To help physicians like you thrive. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Surgeon Syndicate. This is your host, Dr. Michael McManus, and thank you for joining us today. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about networking. And the reason for this is, as a doctor, when we get into commercial real estate or lots of other things, if you don't know anything, the quickest way to learn that is through meeting people who do know about it and leveraging their knowledge and experience. And for a lot of doctors, that this is something that we never learned in school. We network a little bit. We talk about, maybe we go to a conference and we talk to some experts, or we talk to people who are generally selling us stuff at conferences. But it's not really the same type of developing these more meaningful relationships. And I think that's where networking in real estate is so much more important. And it's something that I didn't know about. And that's why I'm talking about it, because I'm guessing there's some other people out there that don't understand how important it is either. Just trying to shorten the learning curve here, because I started out looking at real estate a lot like we do as doctors. And when you're going through our doctor education, we spend a lot of time focusing on facts. It's a lot of solo learning and reading books and articles and stuff like that. You do the same thing in commercial real estate, but it's not the same as when you engage with people. And the reason for that is often there's bits of information that we miss that we really need to know. And also, when you engage with people on a personal level, you start to see who they are. And with that, you open up new opportunities. And a lot of the sponsors and the people you talk to, they'll understand quickly whether you're really a good fit for their investments. And I've said this before, but they don't want just anybody in their deals. They want people whose goals and objectives fit well with theirs, because it's less work to manage those investors. And when you get out and you meet people, you start learning things you didn't know you needed to know. And that's what's harder if you're trying to look up information. You might miss some of those subtle details. So let's jump into this a little more. Networking, we talk about networking, is more than just exchanging business cards. And I've been guilty of that. You go, you meet a bunch of people, you collect their business cards, and then you get home and what do you do with them? So there's a couple different ways you can go about the business cards or any event. It's kind of to meet a lot of people on a more superficial level. And early on, this isn't always bad, because you just get to know more people and broaden your horizons and get more perspectives. But then as you start to get into where you really want to invest and who you want to partner with or what syndications, getting to know those people deeper. And so there's a decision to be made here between how deep you want to go and how much time you want to spend on a relationship that maybe you don't want to nurture later on. So I think looking back, I wish I would have gone to more conferences early on. And in the beginning, just met a bunch of people, learned about what they do, what their philosophies are, just to get this much bigger picture. And then after that, kind of go in and start pursuing deeper relationships and learning more about those people and who I really want to partner with. As we get into this a little deeper, as doctors, we just have to understand that we face the challenge that we've got limited time, we've got limited industry knowledge, and networking is the ability to opens up doors to learn those things. The time constraint thing is the one I think is really tough, because it's like, oh, we're too busy to go to events, to reach out and meet people and find that time. And I think in the beginning, that seems less efficient, because it's easier to just read an article or pick up a book or listen to a podcast. But over time, as you get more relationships, it really accelerates the learning. So maybe I would challenge you to go out and meet some people and start understanding more about what a lot of people do. And it may feel like a less efficient use of your time in the beginning, but I think over time, this really builds. And I came across these terms just recently about active networking and passive networking, which is a little different from active investing and passive investing, but kind of the same. You know, where active networking is proactively seeking out connections and opportunities. And this is what I was talking about with conferences, meetups, reaching out to brokers, maybe bankers. This is what you're actively looking to build this network. Where passive, there are more passive forms. Maybe some of this is personality too, that passive forms are joining investment groups or online forums where sometimes you don't have to be so, maybe it's the introvert versus the extrovert, where you can kind of linger there and learn from what's going on and kind of watch the conversations. But even that is beneficial because, again, you get exposed to things that otherwise you might not have and will help you really know what questions to ask going forward. One of the biggest things that starts to come out of this is leveraging expert advice or leveraging experts. Because as we come into this, if you've been a doctor, obviously you didn't spend the last 20 years working full-time in commercial real estate. And so you'd lack that experience. But as you meet more experts in the field, and the more you meet, the more likely you are to find the people that you really mesh with and are comfortable with. And this is key. Because when I first started out, some of the first people I met, I didn't really feel like we were on the same page. And that was frustrating. And it left me wondering a little bit, like, maybe this isn't something I want to do. Because I don't know if I like these people. No, where the reality was, just out of the random nature, the first few people I met, I didn't really connect with. And it's funny, I know some other people who jumped right in. The first person they ever met, they kind of jived with. The person was successful and off their investing career went, was very successful. It was different for me. And it seemed like it was a lot more work to get going to find the experts who had the same point of view I did, enough that I wanted to follow in their footsteps and that they could really guide me because we were trying to get to the same place. But it did, it took more work. But when I found those people, it totally changed things. And I guess part of the hard things sometimes with doctors, when you're looking at investing your money and you're trying to take the money you have and make it grow into more money. Networking can cost money. It's going to meetings or it could be joining masterminds that cost money. And long term, this money will come back. If you're a real introvert, you probably don't like conferences, but a lot of time conferences are actually pretty cool places that you can add on a nice trip to. So it's not just an expense. It's kind of like going to doctor meetings. You know, they usually don't have these in places that otherwise people wouldn't want to go to. We'll get back to our show in a minute, but first I want to offer you an opportunity to accelerate your learning. My life changed and my ability to start becoming work optional changed when I gained the people and the knowledge to start investing in commercial real estate. One of the key people there was Ash Patel, and joining his Invest Beyond Multifamily Mastermind. With that, I had the people and the knowledge. Well, that mastermind is no longer open, but for a fraction of the price, Ash has now made a course, and this is probably the most valuable set of information, the quickest way to move along your learning curve. So if you are interested in actively investing in commercial real estate and retail and industrial and office, I would recommend this course to you. We're going to include a pre-sale link both in the show notes. It'll also be on the surgeonsyndicate.com website. And in your checkout, we'll save you another 1%. I know it's not a lot, but every little bit helps if you use the discount code MIKE1487. So take that step now and move your future forward. If you're not interested in investing actively, give us a call here at Fortress Capital and let's talk about what your goals are as a passive investor. But it's time to stop listening, start acting, and let's move your future forward. So what are some of the challenges in networking? To me, the biggest one is having the right mindset. What are you doing with this? And where are you going with it? Where are you trying to get to? So strategy in your investing, if your strategy doesn't mesh with the people you're talking to, sometimes you won't move forward. But it will also, if your strategy is different, it can challenge your strategy and make you think about it. But I think a key thing here is establishing a strategy. And really, that can be from the very beginning. If you're like, I think I like this real estate thing, but I don't know where to go. The very basic knowledge is probably good to this, where you use the book, listening to podcasts like this to kind of build that initial framework. But once you have some idea of your strategy, and in building that strategy is really where are you trying to get to? If you're really trying to replace your income so you become work optional, your strategy is probably more looking for cash flowing assets. If your strategy is more building wealth and that you don't plan on replacing your income anytime soon and you're trying to build this bigger nest egg, you may have a different strategy to get there. While we're talking strategy, I'm still a big proponent, because it took me a while before I understood this, that if you build a cash flowing strategy, and that's the difference between this and the stock market, where you start developing cash flows, that cash flow, you can now watch those numbers grow until you see that it's starting to replace your income. And as that cash flow comes in, you reinvest it. So it's still building your net worth, but it kind of gives you a metric to say, where am I in my passive income flow? So if you reach a point that you're like, you know what, I'm tired of working 60 hours a week, or I'm tired of working 40 hours a week, and I want to work less, or I want to work different. I want to take some of the pressure off of my doctor work so I can enjoy it more. Seeing those numbers helps set that. So once you have that strategy, it can kind of help guide your conversations when you're networking to find the people who are going to help you implement your strategy. But part of that is the right mindset. And I've seen this, I've kind of been there all over the place, where at times you go in and you feel really ignorant because you don't know anything about it. And that can be difficult when you're used to being the expert. But on the other side, sometimes us being the expert and having always been the smart kid is it's easy to slide into the, I don't think these people really know what they're talking about, if at first they don't come across as being well-polished. Where some of the, I'm looking for the right word here, I know some really savvy investors who find opportunities that everybody else misses. When you first meet them, they don't come across as the brightest people. And I don't know if it's just how they want to present themselves or how they do, but it took some time with some of them before I'd run into them quite a few times before I started to understand how they really found opportunities. But that's part of the mindset of opening up and saying, okay, I'm here to learn from people. I'm here to meet people. And through that, I want to open myself up to these ideas, but also knowing you can do it. Because sometimes you'll start listening to things and conversations, and 80% of it's going over your head. It's like you walk into a meeting of a different specialty as a physician. I'm a urologist, you know, like, if I walked into a cardiology meeting, I'm grabbing these little pieces that came from like medical school, but most of it I'm not grabbing really, really well. But the more you sit and listen, the more you could. I'm pretty sure if I really wanted to, I could go through and learn cardiology and go down that road. Most of us could too. And so that's part of the understanding, realizing that this will take some time. Are you in a hurry to learn it all? Or is it, you know, that you want to get in and get going and learn as you go, and you're willing to make some mistakes? Or if you're somebody who feels like you need to know it all first and is going to have a hard time taking that leap, if you're the one who wants to go in fast and get going and learn as you go, then you really want to be looking to meet some people who can kind of guide that journey. And there are people out there who have both a lot of educational resources and investment opportunities, they can kind of guide you along. Now, that takes having some faith in that person, maybe the ability to start smaller. And this is something you can ask people if you're looking to invest in their deals. They say, hey, I want to jump right in with you and get going here, but I don't know you. I don't know how your thing works, but I would like to. So can I invest less than your minimum? And a lot of sponsors will do that. if you're like, hey, I expect to invest $50,000 or $100,000 a year going forward, but I want to know you better and I want to see how you work from the inside. So can I start off and do a $20,000 investment? And a lot will let you do that. And that's kind of the Russian getting going. On the other side, the people who prefer to know everything before they jump in, their challenge is usually making that final leap, just writing that check and going over the edge. I think there you're looking for people that then you really trust. And this is big for me, that I'm kind of like, one, that our motivations are aligned, but two, that I've met them enough. And this is where going to conferences and going to events and meetups is that you can meet people enough times and see them interact with people. So you get a little better idea of who they are. Now, still same thing. You can ask and say, hey, I'm going to invest regularly, but I'm not going to throw $100,000 at you the first time. I need a lower minimum. Can you work me into a deal so I can watch this deal play out before I do anything? So a little different there, but really, you know, this is a relationship game and building those relationships is important. This episode of the podcast is definitely not the end all be all, in networking, but I would encourage you that if you're interested in commercial real estate and you haven't invested, or even if you're already investing, get out, go to some of these meetings, meetups, there's Zoom calls, meet more people, get to know more people, hear more ideas. And in the long run, this is going to open up so many more opportunities. And you're going to make better decisions because you're just going to learn a lot faster. So make a commitment to yourself today that you're going to increase your network. As Tony Robbins says, your network is your net worth. And with that, I'd just like to thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions or I'd like to talk about this more, reach out to us. Let's jump on a call. And thank you for joining me today on the Surgeon Syndicate. We'll get back to our show in a minute, but first I want to offer you an opportunity to accelerate your learning. My life changed and my ability to start becoming work optional changed when I gained the people and the knowledge to start investing in commercial real estate. One of the key people there was Ash Patel and joining his Invest Beyond Multifamily Mastermind. With that, I had the people and the knowledge. Well, that mastermind is no longer open, but for a fraction of the price, Ash has now made a course. And this is probably the most valuable set of information and quickest way to move along your learning curve. So if you are interested in actively investing in commercial real estate and retail and industrial and office, I would recommend this course to you. We're going to include a pre-sale link both in the show notes. It'll also be on the surgeonsyndicate.com website. And in your checkout, we'll save you another 1%. I know it's not a lot, but every little bit helps if you use the discount code MIKE1487. So take that step now and move your future forward. If you're not interested in investing actively, give us a call here at Fortress Capital and let's talk about what your goals are as a passive investor. But it's time to stop listening, start acting, and let's move your future forward. This has been an episode of Surgeon Syndicate. If you found value in this episode, know other surgeons are hungry to become job optional. You can help them by sharing this content today. I also want to serve you better, so I want to offer you two things. Number one, I'll be able to give you the content in an even better way if you can take a moment and leave an honest review of the show explaining what you like and what you don't. Number two, if you are a surgeon and serious about this, you don't want to do this on your own because you don't want to make mistakes with your money, I'd be happy to help. Schedule a call. We can make a plan. I'm looking forward to having you with me on the next episode.